Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We see the importance of the blood. Because of the blood of Christ, we have access to the Father. And then in verse number 20, I love this. By a new and a living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. By a new and living way. The thought is, under the old covenant, the high priest had access into the holy place because of the blood of a dead animal. He could go in there because of the sacrifice. And by the way, this was once a year. On the Day of Atonement, he could enter into that, the holiest place. Yea, with fear and trembling, but he would enter in on the basis of the blood of an animal under the old covenant. Now, he talks about a new and a living way. We now have access of the new covenant because of the perfect sacrifice of the living Savior. Christ's sacrifice is always fresh on the mind of God. Let that sink in. It never grew old. Newly slain, though it happened centuries ago, it is still new and fresh, never stale. It's a new and a living way. Let me give this one to you. Animals were slain. Christ was slain, but he came alive. He rose again. That living way. And because Christ lives, we can live. And that, again, there's so much about that new and the living way. And the word which he consecrated, the word consecrated in verse number 20, literally means that he dedicated or newly made that. For that specific purpose, the next two words, for us. He did this for us. Or Dr. Amen. He did this for us. May we never get over what Jesus did for us. Then it says, through the veil. That is to say, his flesh. Remember the veil in the tabernacle that was there. It was, remember the size of the tabernacle. It was 45 by 15. By 15. 15 foot high. By 15. Yeah, 30 by 15. And then the holiest holies was 15 by 15, a cube. Was what separated the holy place from the holiest holies was that veil. It was solid. Now, the Bible does not say how thick it was. But again, people who are much wiser and smarter than me, they say it was up to 4 inches thick. Again, maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know. But obviously, it wasn't a sheer curtain that you could see through. It's very thick. It was very heavy. There's something in the Old Testament about that. Okay. But it was a veil. It's a place of separation from the holy place into the holy of holies. Well, when Jesus died, you remember in the book of Matthew, when Jesus said, it is finished, in thy hands I commend my spirit, the Bible says that the veil of the temple was torn in twain from top to bottom. Now, man did not do that. God did that. That now there is free access to the Father because of what Jesus did. Remember when Jesus died, there was a great earthquake? Turn me to Matthew chapter number 27. I think it's found there. I want to show this to you. Matthew chapter number 27. Yes. Verse number 50. Matthew 27, 50. This is Jesus on the cross in the last hour, last moments of his life. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. By the way, he willingly, I read this again in John chapter number 10. No man took his life. He was not murdered. He was not martyred. The Jews didn't kill him. The Romans didn't kill him. He willingly laid down his life. And he took it up again. So he yielded up the ghost. None of us can do that. We can't willingly give up the ghost. And we could take a gun, put it in our head, and blow our brains out. But we didn't willingly give up the ghost. Are you following? We get out here and jump off a cliff and all, but we didn't willingly give. Are you following? The whole big difference here. He yielded up the ghost. And then look what's happened in verse number 51. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain, in two, from the top to the bottom. Now look at this. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. In verse number 52 and 53. And the graves were opened, and many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. I want you to see the picture here. All right. Miss Dolly asked me to give her a picture about Jesus sitting down in a nutshell about Jesus when he would put his foot on the Mount of Olives. Let me give you a capsule of what happened when the veil of the temple was ripped in twain. Jesus cried with a loud voice. He gave up the ghost. Then the veil of the temple, or the veil in the temple, was ripped from top to bottom. And then there's a great earthquake. I believe this is simultaneously. In other words, the earthquake happened, and when this earthquake was going on, that veil was rent in twain. And then it talks about the graves were rent, and the rocks were rent. In other words, split in half. And the graves were open, and many of the bodies of saints which slept arose came out of the graves. But here's the key word, after. You see that? Put that next word up. Put that next verse up there, Greg. 53. I circled that word in my Bible. After. A lot of confusion here. People don't, they skip over that word after. And they, in their mind, when Jesus died, a bunch of dead people got up and started walking around in the city of Jerusalem. That is true, except it was after his resurrection. And they just didn't sit up out of the grave. And I've heard this before. Well, for 3 days, and they just kind of sat up out of their graves. And then when Jesus rose from the dead, they know. What happened was in 1 Corinthians 15, that great resurrection chapter, it talks about Jesus' resurrection. And he was the first to receive that glorified body. Are you following? He was the first of that order. You read that in 1 Corinthians 15. So after Jesus' resurrection, when he came out of the grave, then Uncle Joe and Aunt Sally, whoever their names were, you know, they came out of the graves. Jesus was the first of the first fruits. When we talked about the first fruits, this is yes, this is no. First, we have some new folk here. Let me give you this. The resurrection comes in three categories for believers. There's first fruits, the main harvest, and gleanings. It's all in Scripture. Do you remember the story of Ruth, of the first fruits, main harvest, and gleanings? Okay, resurrection is based on that also. The first fruits is Jesus Christ and those saints who rose from the dead after Jesus rose from the dead. And first fruits always talk about there's a promise of more to come. Again, I won't get into all that. Remember the first fruits, the priests, there's feasts of the first fruits and all. It's a promise that there's more to follow. So Jesus was the first. Then there was the first fruits, and these are the ones in Matthew chapter number 27, who rose from the dead in the glorified body, and they walked around. The Bible does not say what happened to them. I'm just speculating. Again, you've heard this before. It's my opinion, and opinions are like armpits. Everybody has two, and they both stink, all right? But this is my opinion for what it's worth. When Jesus ascended up into heaven, those saints that were around Jerusalem that we just read about and appeared unto many in the holy city, I believe they ascended with him for another 40 days when Jesus walked through the, around after his resurrection. He was there for 40 days. You remember that? I believe that these saints ascended with Jesus. Okay. Anyway, get back to the veil. That veil was ripped in half. So now all believers have access to the Father. So we see that through the veil, his flesh, back in Hebrews chapter number 10. Before Christ's death, the veil in the tabernacle and in the temple separated man from God. When Jesus died, the veil was ripped from top to bottom, opening the way to access directly to God. Christ's body was torn and his blood was shed. He opened the way for all, amen, and he became our high priest. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.